pretty special, huh, Kyle?
Yeah, wow. You just dream of doing these things, and you see other guys like Ross Stripling do it here, and you just, when it comes together, and nine innings, it's hard to believe.
Have you ever thrown a no-hitter before in high school, and college at all like that?
I threw a seven-inning no-hitter in high school, and we lost. So it really doesn't count, I guess. So this is the, you know, the real deal.
So this one's a little more special, right, then?
Oh, absolutely. There's no better place to do it in front of these fans. And here in Aggieland, it makes it pretty special.
How about that last half inning, the defense?
Yeah, I was honestly expecting for them to take a strike, you know, just being down. But they came out swinging, which, you know, I don't blame them. And Torben made an unbelievable play. It seems like every time there's a, you know, a perfect game or a no-hitter, someone's got to make a great play, and he certainly did. And then the last hitter, I just kind of stuck my glove up, and I didn't believe it right away. So,
Kyle, it seems like the last few weeks you've kind of taken the next step and kind of become an elite pitcher. What's been the big difference for you, or maybe the first month of the season as opposed to the last few weeks?
I really started to throw my breaking ball at Arkansas better. I knew it was going to have to be an out pitch for me, and so I really got it going there. And I think it just built confidence for me that weekend. And I threw it a lot today, especially for a few out pitches. And so that's really been the biggest difference. And then just throwing strikes. You know, you hurt yourself when you walk guys, you hit guys. So if you can just throw strikes and get ahead of them, it's a lot better.
Kyle, they showed you in the dugout during a seventh inning stretch. What were your thoughts then? Because you knew you were only six outs away.
Say it again.
When they showed you in the dugout,
yeah.
What were your thoughts during that time, during the stretch, because you're close by then?
Yeah. I mean, it was you kind of lose track of innings as you go along. You don't really know what inning it is. You don't want to think about it too much. You don't want to look at the scoreboard, you know, all those baseball juju things. And then, you know, all the guys, they just did the same thing. Each inning, just, you know, congrats and go back out there and do your thing. And so it was just kind of the same thing from first inning to ninth inning.
You kind of surprised at how many times they were swinging first pitch? I mean, it kept you fresh. I'm sure that helped.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of quick outs. Luckily, you know, they didn't, you know, put too much damage on the ball. A lot of defensive plays made out there behind me. So that's credit to them when you can get first pitch swinging and not a lot of strikeouts. So the defense made, you know, unbelievable plays and held up for me.
How were you feeling before the game? Did you feel any different than you normally do? Was it like you felt something special going in?
No, I honestly have no idea. I mean, it was just another day. And we needed this win for this team. You can't lose at home. And so I was just trying to, you know, be the senior leader that I am and come out and throw strikes and get us, you know, as many innings as I can. So nothing felt special. I mean, it's just one of the days that you come to the ballpark and just another day.
Do you owe Nick a dinner or something like that after making a catch out there like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I owe him something, steak dinner or something like that, because that was an unbelievable play.
When that ball got hit and it was kind of starting to fall in, even the crowd had an audible groan. Yeah. Did you think it was falling in?
I saw it dying pretty quick, but Torby, he makes those plays all the time in practice and in games, and he's probably our fastest guy out there. And so I knew he was going to die for it, and I didn't see a ball on the ground, so that was a big play.
When you're in the dugout late like that, do you want everybody just kind of stay away from you, leave you alone? What's your take?
Yeah, I kind of like just the same routine. Whatever they've been doing, if they've been high-fiving me or, you know, ragging on me or something, I just want it to be the same, and I try to sit in the same spot. And so, you know, they did a great job of just, you know, sticking with me.